a great job. Front four is big and strong, stout against the run. Corners are big, some of the bigger corners we'll see that we've seen the entire year, and then they've got two very good safeties.
Do you take anything out of what you did against this team last year? I know Roddy and Julio did pretty well against the physical corners.
Yeah, I think you take a look at it and you see, some of the matchups. Sherman wasn't playing quite as much last year as he is now. He's playing at a high level. I think he has something like 8 interceptions this year, so he's been playing really well. But our guys are big and physical too. It's going to be a good matchup for both sides.
Everybody talks about the corners, but how do you assess Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas back there?
I think their safeties, are really good. Earl Thomas covers a ton of ground. He's an extremely fast player. Flies when the ball's in the air. I mean, he covers a lot of ground. Cam Chancellor's a big guy. They bring him down into the box quite a bit. Very physical, good against the run, good against the pass. So it's a very talented secondary.
Matt, you have so many weapons. How early in the game do you realize they're going to try to take away this or that when you start adjusting?
I think it just, depends on how the game shakes out. We'll see, what wrinkles they have for us going into it, and we'll adjust on the sideline. And I think that's something we've done a, pretty good job of all year.
Is it just a couple of nuances here and there? I mean, there really are no secrets this time of the year.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you have, for us, 16 games on schedule, for them, 17 games on tape, it's, you do what you do. And I think that's one of the reasons they have been as successful as they have been is because, when you watch their film, they do a lot of the same things week in and week out, and they do them well. And they have the guys that, they feel like they can go play their scheme and trust their guys to get it done. And I think there'll be something here or there, a blitz package here or there that they have dialed up for us. But we're going to see, man-to-man coverage, some press coverage on the outside and 8-man box, to stop the run.
Talk about this locker room after you guys working out here all last week. Now you know who your opponent is. This locker room kind of shift the gear?
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the good things that we did last week was we were in here a ton. We practiced a lot, and I thought that was good. We got to work on some of the things that you don't really have a chance to work on when you're kind of game planning and going week to week. So I thought that was good for us. And then, obviously once it changes and you find out who your opponent is, guys were back in here Monday and getting ready to go.
What would be the best way to describe this team at this point? Is anxious a good word? Is it a fair word?
I think everybody's excited, for the opportunity that's in front of us. This is what you work for. You put in all the time that you put in during the off season, during training camp, during the OTAs, during mini camp. To try and give yourself an opportunity to be playing this time of the year. So I think everybody's really excited.
Matt, the pressure is going to be at a crazy level this year in the playoffs. I've seen you. I've played with you where you handle the pressure great. How are you going to keep the offense and yourself cool, calm, relaxed during this playoff game?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to just get settled into your routine, whatever it is during the course of the week. Prepare the way that you normally prepare. Everybody's going to be excited. Everybody's going to have a lot of energy, but when we get out there and we start playing, it comes down to execution. And when you're focused and concentrating, I think we execute best.